substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
At 7:30, Jeff Bosser joins us with this hour's report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A state commission considering a plan to close a central Illinois prison expects to hear from dozens of people at a public hearing tonight. Most are expected to tell the commission that closing the 137-year-old Pontiac Correctional Center will devastate the city from which it takes its name. The hearing is at 5 at Pontiac Township High School. Governor Rob Blagojevich wants to close the prison and move the 1,600 inmates to a prison in the western Illinois community of Thompson. The governor says that will save money. But Mayor Scott McCoy says the move will take away Pontiac's second-largest employer. More than 500 people work at the prison. Pontiac is a city of 12,000 residents about 40 miles northeast of Bloomington. The chancellor of the largest college campus in Illinois isn't keen on the idea of lowering the drinking age. Supporters of the idea include more than 100 presidents and chancellors at universities, including Ohio State and Duke, as reported just a few moments ago on Morning Edition. They say letting states lower the minimum age from 21 to 18 would help colleges teach more responsible drinking. But U of I Urbana campus chancellor Richard Herman wonders if the opposite would happen.
They can see what happens if they change the drinking age to 18 and see what happens behaviorally. Will there be more or less drinking? Will there be more DUIs? I suspect yes. Will there be perhaps more injuries? I don't think that's what I want to encourage.
Herman remembers that a recent unofficial St. Patrick's Day celebration led to a student's traffic death, and he doesn't think allowing more students to drink legally would be productive. One Champaign City councilman thinks lowering the drinking age to 18 is a good idea that's worth discussing. Councilman Tom Bruno called for more debate of the Amethyst Initiative at the close of last night's council meeting. Afterward, Bruno said he agreed with the initiative's argument that keeping the minimum drinking age at 21 prevents teenagers from developing responsible attitudes towards drinking.
Why do countries of just every other continent that doesn't have a 21-year-old drinking law has less of a problem with binge drinking? Maybe it's time for a discussion. Have we done the right thing?
Bruno disputed the argument that lowering the drinking age to 18 would result in more DUI injuries and deaths among teens. He says if 18-year-olds were allowed to drink in responsible settings, they would learn more quickly that intoxication is not the goal. The city of Champaign is just a couple of months away from launching the next phase of the Boneyard Creek Detention Project. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
City Manager Steve Carter says the Second Street phase of their efforts to prevent flooding along the Boneyard has had to wait for approval from state and federal agencies. Once the final okay comes from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, he says work can begin on the creek through Scott Park. When completed, the creek on the surface will be supplemented by a storm sewer underground. Then Carter says the Champaign Park District can get to work on renovating Scott Park.
The drainage part of the project should be done over the winter, and so then next spring or next summer, the Park District should be able to bid the actual reconstruction of the park itself.
Also next year, the city plans to start work on the Boneyard from Springfield Avenue north to University Avenue. Two above-ground detention ponds will be built to contain the creek's floodwaters. Last night, the Champaign City Council voted to buy a student apartment building on East Stoughton near the Boneyard for the detention project. That leaves just two parcels of land that the city needs to buy to make the next phase of Boneyard flood control possible. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The University of Illinois is refusing to release records relating to Barack Obama's service to a nonprofit group linked to former 1960s radical activist William Ayers. The university's Chicago campus said the donor of the records that document the work of the Chicago Annenberg Challenge hasn't turned over ownership rights to the material. University officials say they're aggressively pursuing an agreement with the donor. They say as soon as an agreement is finalized, the collection will be made accessible to the public. There was no indication when an agreement will be worked out. The university didn't identify the donor, who said it was concerned that the release did not invade personal privacy. The Obama campaign says the senator does not have control over the records or the ability to release them. Both Illinois senators are urging their chief of the National Guard Bureau to discuss a new flying mission for the Air Force's fighter wing in Springfield with Air Force officials. The current Air National Guard mission at Springfield's Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport involves F-16 aircraft and a firefighting unit of more than 20 personnel. They're scheduled to begin a gradual redeployment to Indiana within weeks, and all will be gone within 13 months. But yesterday, Illinois Senators Barack Obama and Dick Durbin wrote a letter to the National Guard Bureau Lieutenant General Stephen Blum. The Democratic presidential candidate says the expertise and capabilities of the 183rd Fighter Wing are critical to the security of Illinois and the nation. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and we're listening to a little Dave Matthews Band there. In particular, that staccato punctuating saxophone, and Ed Keezer, Leroy Moore, who was the saxophone player and a founding member of Dave Matthews, died yesterday, unfortunately. He'd had an all-terrain vehicle accident in June and was going through rehabilitation, and a sudden...